checks?
There are 9 police checkpoints at Auckland's boundaries to prevent residents from leaving and outsiders coming in. Members of Auckland Iwi Ngāti Whātua are assisting police at the northern regional checkpoints. Kai Mahi from Ngāti Whātua health provider Te Ha Oranga will assist police in running some of those. Its general manager Boyd Broughton says their role would be to ease tensions at the checkpoints.
We've already had the conversation with the police now, and they would definitely like our support. In the north, they are welcoming iwi support because, once again, while Māori liaison officers, they get it, they understand how we need to interact with our whānau on those roads, they welcome the iwi support. We'll have a discussion with Hone, Parawira and Ruben Taipari, who have had experience on the last lockdown, to find out what we need to know, how we, you know, just get some of the structure of it and how we make it work and what's needed in terms of whānau and how we can house them at a marae that's nearby so that we don't put their whānau at risk by sending them home at the end of their shift. We're keeping whānau isolated for 2 weeks after as well, because we need to make sure that we're looking after those so they don't return home with the possibility of sharing any virus. Probably tomorrow morning, we're heading up north, and we're going to see if we can make it work really well, because what we don't want is we don't want police and army to be the only faces our whānau see when they're approaching those checkpoints, and we want to make sure that there is a ngako Māori, kanohi Māori that greets them or turns them around. So it's just trying to learn the ins and outs and make sure we do it well and make sure that anyone that comes into contact with those roadblocks, those checkpoints, has a good experience, as good as can be, whether they are being welcomed back home or whether they're being told to return to Tāmaki.
Boyd Broughton from Ngāti Whātua health provider Te Ha Oranga.